I've got an announcement to make. And that's because in all of my growing up years, I never got the word. In church, since a little girl, no one ever taught me about Jesus' ethnicity and that his ethnicity came with a heritage, customs, complexion, and language that were very different than my own. Not to worry, when Jim Caviezel came along in The Passion of the Christ, he confirmed how I pictured my handsome Jesus. Though some might consider these few verses that Luke writes as a throwaway part of the story, I think that would be wrong, or messed up, as my boys would say. You see, the details about the first month or so of the infant Jesus' life tell us a lot about the family to which he was born. His devout, obedient parents and the rites and customs Jesus would keep throughout his 33 years here. And these things matter. Here is the announcement. Jesus was a Jew. Wait. Come back. Are you shutting your laptop down? I mean, ain't no one wants to befriend the Jew right now, do they? Well, unless you are a Christian who gets it. You know, the part about the Jews being the chosen people of God. But friend, how in the world, in the US of A, can we be seeing such horrific anti-Jewish rhetoric and hate speak? Should it matter to you, here or wherever you find yourself in the world? Survey says yes. Where we find ourselves now. The prophesied about baby has been born in the city of David, Bethlehem, to a young, observant Jewish couple. Luke writes, 8 days later, when the baby was circumcised, he was named Jesus. The name given him by the angel, even before he was conceived. Then it was time for their purification offering, as required by the law of Moses after the birth of a child. So his parents took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The law of the Lord says, if a woman's first child is a boy, he must be dedicated to the Lord. So they offered the sacrifice required in the law of the Lord, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And that from Luke chapter 2. Now, let's get real for a moment. It was sacrificial enough of our Lord to come through the birth canal of a young woman. But now, 8 days later, circumcised? Heavy thoughts right here. And then, 2,000 years before COVID, Jesus was quarantined for 32 days because that was the Jewish custom. I wonder, was God giving Mary the only uninterrupted time she would have with her Messiah baby? Was her Heavenly Father looking out for her as her body healed? Long before there were all the nice hygienic products of our day. This, my friend, is why we look at the Bible line by line. I am wondering, when we do, when we find an intentional God at work, line by line, in the lives of we apparently insignificant human beings. Some 2,000 years after the Savior for the world was savagely cut at 8 days of age. Again, just talking real talk here, Jesus' sacrifice for us started immediately. God, in his plan, in his infinite wisdom, chose to send the Savior of the world, our Messiah, through the line of Abraham and David. And he saw fit that he would be born in an area of the world that, though promised, would never know peace. not even now. Read your Bible, friends. There will not be peace in that land until the Prince of Peace returns and establishes it. With this recollection, or perhaps for some new understanding, what is your role and mine? We ought to educate ourselves in the customs Jesus' family observed long before he could choose them himself. Educate ourselves in the rich tradition that our Messiah observed and join them. Learn to celebrate with the Jewish people who, by the way, always dance. Just before I start a song for you, I've included a couple links at the end of this briefing for businesses, real people who you can support, friends of mine in the land. Both of these happen to be businesses in Jerusalem that you can support when pretty much tourism has died and has left them high and dry supporting their families. So I've included those two for your consideration, a jeweler and an artist, Udi and the Dermagian family. See what you think. But now we must remember our Lord, born of the flesh, came into and through the Jewish line. That is to mean something to you and to me. Now listen, this song from the Galilee, in English and then in Hebrew.
Let the one who hears the Savior say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Behold the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Omri.